90.3 KNBA. We just heard Kerry Morin from his new album, Together. That was Sing It Louder. And I happen to know some folks that are going to sing it louder a little later on today. First, we're going to tell a little bit about other events in the community. It's the Our Community segment where we take a look at our community events calendar and different things happening in our community. Well, the Family Matsu Promise. Family Promise Matsu invites the community to participate in the Cardboard City Matsu, their annual fundraiser. It's an overnight event starting on Friday the 15th at 8 p.m. First Lady Donna Walker will be spending the night as well. Information at familypromisematsu.org under the Cardboard City tab, or see the event on Facebook. Call the office at 357-6160 to register, or do so online. The Anchorage Museum has a food and community celebration. Join the celebration of food and community on the lawn of the museum. Music, beer garden, lawn games, and food trucks. The special day will be Friday the 22nd from 3 to 9 p.m. Free at the Anchorage Museum. And of course, KNBA supports live music in Anchorage. A Tribe Called Red plays the Willowa. That's coming up tonight at 7, presented by the Alaska Native Heritage Center, First Alaskans Institute, and Healthy Alaska Natives Foundation. It's a music and performance of A Tribe Called Red, and it's been inspired a global renaissance of youth. For information about that, you can listen in just now or check out etix.com. We've got some folks in the studio who are part of the gig. How's it going?
Good. Anin, bonjour.
Got Ian with A Tribe Called Red, yeah, as well as Stephen from Bumya. So what's an international gig like you guys doing in a little town like
that? It's beautiful here. We're hanging out. We're being shown around at how gorgeous your community is here. And just taking it all in, really excited to play for everyone today and help out with these fantastic organizations.
Great. And so, Stephen, are you're opening or?
Well, yeah, Bumu is opening, but I'm also helping to organize. You know, it is like Ian said, there's, you know, the three of us with the Alaska Native Heritage Center, which I'm representing, and the First Alaskans Institute, and Healthy Alaska Natives Foundation. And, you know, it's the first time there's been a collaboration like this, is three statewide nonprofits coming together to bring, you know, just such an amazing special group. And, you know, our theme is to bring in these statewide Alaska Native organizations and celebrating and honoring our collaborations as vibrant, healthy people and cultures. And, you know, we're just working together. It's like beautiful when our Native people come together, you know, that's when we really come together and shine you know, showcase the beauty that we have all around us.
Solidarity is always
solidarity,
beautiful.
Absolutely.
And it's always amazing when we have an international band in the studio and you kind of end up talking about, hey, what are you guys doing at your place? Oh, hey, you're facing the same challenges as
yeah,
we do.
Traveling the world and hanging out with Indigenous people all over the world, you realize not only like how connected we are through oppression, like colonialism has a checklist, right? And every like all Indigenous people in their countries that have been colonized have basically gone through the same checklist of like you know, being schooled, resource extractions, and like right now. So we were in Norway and hanging out with some Sami friends of ours, and they were protesting pipelines that were blocking their like oil pipelines that were blocking their traditional reindeer paths and stuff like that. So like the struggles are very, very similar, and same with Australia. But then what was really surprising was the how similar our ceremonies were. Like I knew that like the oppression was going to be the same, and that colonial experience was going to be the same. But what was really impressive was like in Australia they have a smoking ceremony, which is very, very similar to our smudging ceremony, just with different medicines, but with the same intentions and the same like practice and the same everything. So, yo, we're solidarity is really important.
Absolutely.
And we're starting to notice it, and so it's really exciting.
That's awesome. So, Ian, a lot of folks have heard of A Tribe Called Red, but in case somebody hasn't, what's the sort of flavor that you've got? Or
what I tell people is we remix traditional powwow music with contemporary club music, and that's as far like that's basically the simple answer. But what we like to say that we're doing is a cultural continuance. well, we're taking our culture and we're continuing it. Like, culture is not supposed to be the stagnant thing. It's supposed to always develop and change and grow. And with making the music that we're doing, it's no different than like making music on a drum that we've been doing for since time immemorial. But now we're using technology. It doesn't make it any less part of our culture. Just like hunting, right? So if you're hunting with a rifle, it doesn't make it any less part of our culture because we're using a rifle, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I see Stephen nodding over there.
Oh yeah, I'm nodding away. that's so true. I mean, that's our music really lends itself together because we both have the same idea. Even though, you know, we're going a little further from our traditional music, that base of what we're doing is always there. And then the fact that we're indigenous and native, making that music. I mean, that's, you know, we can still be doing, you know, strings and, you know, violins and all that, but it's still our music.
Of course it is. And what I think is happening is because, like, we're indigenous, and being indigenous and living off the land as we do, we're very resourceful as people, right? Like, we're extremely resourceful with what's around us, like with what we can reach at. And now that we have the internet, we're able to reach way farther and start taking from different things that we like from you know, different sounds from all over. So we're just being indigenous.
Yeah. Yeah, and we get inspired so much even by Gatajak singing in Canada with the throat singing. You know, that we've incorporated that in our music, you know, just as we go along in these years of, you know, performing and meeting indigenous people from around the world, you know, we bring that, it becomes part of us because, you know, like, we're all the same.
Yeah,
really.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also what I find is that, like, non-Indigenous people like to you know, ask us when we don't use powwow or you know, use anything that directly from our culture, it doesn't make it any less Indigenous. It's still, like, even though there's no powwow in it, it's still an Indigenous song because we made it, right? Like, that's what makes it Indigenous.
Right, yeah, that's part of the indigenous music era. Sort of, people are like, that doesn't sound indigenous. There wasn't any hand drums in that. Like, well, yeah, it's native. Indigenous contemporary music.
Exactly, and it seems that for indigenous people, if we're not in traditional gear, we're like not recognized as indigenous, it seems like.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, because when we were first starting out, we wanted to always have like our traditional boots on and our bilugoks and all that.
And that's
our
okay too.
And our regalia. And we're like, yeah, this is our, you know, this is our clothes. But but then we were like, okay, you know what? We don't have to do that.
No.
So, I mean, it's
we're all learning right now. Yeah. This is all brand new, right? Like, no, there's no right answer. So, like, it's really important that we're having these conversations and we're trying things. Like Tribe Called Red, specifically in our early, like, photo shoots, we chose pictures of us laughing on purpose, like, full-on barrel laughing, like, we're really, really laughing. And that was on purpose because there were so many images of Native people that were doing the stoic tough-looking thing. And, like, yo, we're funny. We're funny people, and we laugh a lot. Oh. And a lot of people don't, like, they've never really been exposed to that. So that's, like, consciously showing, like, a different side of who we are. And I think that's what's important is crossing that culture and sharing.
Love it.
Yeah, and so one of the songs that, of course, has a lot of that joy in it, the electric powwow drum.
Yeah.
So that's probably the most famous.
That was our first song too, which is like really impressive. We were, you know, practicing. We were playing two indigenous people at our party called the Electric Powwow in Ottawa. And we just started mashing up powwow music with club music just to give back to the people in the crowd. Like, it was an indigenous crowd, right? So we wanted to reflect what was going on, and the crowd went bananas.
I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, it was really like a light turned on for everybody, it seemed like whoa, this really works. And then we got in a studio and actually like started making it, and that's where Electric Powwow Drum came from.
Should we have a quick listen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah!
90.3 KNBA. We're having so much fun in here listening to some great music from A Tribe Called Red. That was Electric Powwow. And you know, we were talking about interconnectedness and telephones and that sort of thing. And yeah. Ian, you kind of gave us a little revelation that, well, tell us about what you just said.
About not having a phone?
That's right.
Yeah. I haven't really had a phone in about a year.
And it's been really, really freeing for me anyways, where I'm not held down by social media. I get distracted easily by social media, Twitter, Facebook, like I'm really active on that. So especially with touring, it forces me to like look out the window and think about stuff and actually like reflect about thoughts and stuff. So it's been a huge growing experience for me to not have a phone. Like I do have an iPad, I'm still connected and I have stuff, but it forces me to like look at people and talk and interact when I'm not in Wi-Fi, I guess is like the point.
Mm. I like that idea.
I'm gonna throw away my phone right now.
Yeah,
let's have a phone in.
Yeah, no, but I also understand like how important having a phone is and the connectivity of social media. Like, you know, Twitter sparks revolutions, man. Like you had Black Lives Matter, you had Idle No More, you had Arab Spring. Like those are all hashtags. Like it was super important.
Yeah.
So like I understand how important the connectivity was, but for my sanity, I had to chill for a bit.
The smartphone is such a tool right now.
Yeah.
It's more than just the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It settles arguments.
Yeah.
It settles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody has to agree to disagree anymore.
Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, who was in that movie? It was like, no, I don't think it was that dude. It was like, Google it. Let's find out.
Google it. Do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. But it also keeps you connected, right? Yeah. Like, I find, like Idle No More. That came up here, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Idle No More was massive where we were. And it was really impressive to see how quickly we were able to rally behind a hashtag. You know what I mean? Like a hashtag would come up and be like, all right, we're doing a round dance at the mall at this time, yeah, and like 3 hours away, and thousands of
and
people
then, yeah,
would show
it just
up.
Brings people together, yeah. Just like that.
It's just a rallying point.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty impressive both ways. You know, it's like,
yeah, see, it's trying to balance those two things, right? Like we do have this incredible technology that connects everybody, but we also got to not be connected sometimes, I think.
Like breathe, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm.
If you're just joining us, it's the Indigenous Music Hour, and we're talking with Ian from A Tribe Called Red and Stephen from Bumiwa. There's a show tonight at the Willowa at 7 p.m., and we're kind of just connecting about the different aspects of being an Indigenous musician, and so here we are.
Yeah, and please, we definitely want you guys to come out to the show. There's a few tickets left, and you can get them at etix.com. And so, yeah, definitely come on out, support the Healthy Alaska Natives Foundation, First Alaskans Institute, and the Alaska Native Heritage Center, the trifecta.
What you're going to see too with us is not just the music. Like, yeah, we're doing live DJing. Like, it's not just like a set that we like press play and leave it alone. Like, we're actually like live DJing. But what's really impressive is Bear, he does all the live VJing too. So, you're going to see videos. And his videos is confronting a lot of the colonial view of how Indigenous people are portrayed in media. So it's confronting all these ideas of these racist portrayals of Indigenous people in media. Like a good point, I guess, is like he uses this one scene from Back to the Future 3. When Marty McFly is like driving away in the DeLorean from all the marauding Indians, and he's like, Indians, he like drives away.
Indians!
So he uses that as a clip and uses it, right? And everybody's seen that movie, and everyone could look at it and recognize it, but nobody saw that as being racist until Native people showed it to them in this context, right? So now it's just kind of putting up a mirror of how Native people have been reflected in the media, but like now you get to see it because Native people are showing it to you.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, just very, it's very interactive show.
Yeah.
Very live. Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, it's amazing. And dancing as well.
Yeah.
We have dancers, I believe we have six dancers that are going to be dancing.
Local dancers.
Local
too.
Dancers. And encompassing all the different tribes here in Alaska. So it's
That's so
it's going to be pretty unique and exciting. Yeah,
I'm so excited to see this.
So the venue was kind of picked for that reason because of the video. Is that what I hear?
Well, yeah, that and its central kind of location downtown, and it's a new venue. It's a new and exciting venue, Willawa. It's just kind of the new kid on the block. And
it's really unfortunate. Yeah. It's 21 plus, though.
Yeah, that's, it is.
Like, I really want to do something for the kid. It just makes it's just going to force us to come back.
The next,
all that's
yeah,
gonna
absolutely.
Do.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about elders and youth, possibly. You know, we got the elders and youth convention conference that we have every year,
which is just a cool concept in itself.
Yeah,
like let's get the youth and the two people closest to creation to like get together and talk.
Yeah, so I think that would be the next thing. That would be perfect. Yeah, we'll work on that.
Yeah, we're just spitballing right now.
Fairbanks in October.
Put it on your calendar.
Not this year, because you guys are dropping a new album.
That's right. Oh. That's right. In September, collaborative album called "We Are the Hallucination." And like what I was talking about, having a rallying point, that's kind of what it is. Like that's what we're trying to put out there, is create a rallying point for like-minded people all globally. So indigenous activists, just anybody who sees the system for what it is and wants to progress and change it in a positive way. And so we decided to try and start our own nation and call it the Hallucination, and everyone's welcome if they want to join and rally.
I can't wait to hear that album. So, we like to feature artists on the show, and you're talking about pointing things out to people as far as like, hey, look, this is a racist thing, and this is not cool, and that kind of reminded me of your song, Look at This.
Mm. Yeah.
So, should we have a listen to that?
Yeah, sure, that's great.
All right, we're going to hear Look at This by Tribe Called Red. There's an event this evening at 7 o'clock at the Willawa. More information about that can be found on KNBA's Facebook or etix.com.
Celebrate your Alaskan connection to our fish and waters during Salmon Fest 2016, August 5th through the 7th in Nanilchik. It's 3 days of music on three stages featuring the Indigo Girls, Trampled by Turtles, Clinton Fearon, the Brothers Comatose, Young Dubliners, and more still to be announced. Get ticket and festival information at salmonfestalaska.org. Sponsored by Kachemak Bay Conservation Society and KNBA.
And KNBA sponsors a lot of great music here in the state of Alaska, as well as in Anchorage. You know, one of the things that's happening this evening is the concert at the Willowa. It's A Tribe Called Red at 7 o'clock. We're in the studio, and I'm going to thank my guests, Stephen from Bumyo and Ian from A Tribe Called Red, for coming in. Kind of get that thank you and out of the way.
Yeah, Jimmy Guedes, thank you so much for having me.
Oyan.
So, you know, do you have anything else you'd like to add that...
I'll talk about anything, man. Like, whatever. Yeah. What do you want to talk about? Indigeneity, racism, I don't know, whatever. Let's talk.
I know, we've been the whole gamut. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
It's been amazing hanging out up here with like, just the people have been so welcoming and so beautiful. Everyone's so beautiful out here. It's amazing.
Reflective of our environment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. What a beautiful place here.
It's like the forge that's created us.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that made the diamond that it is. Eh?
Yeah, we had a little evening last night over at FAI. Got to meet family and some friends and some.
I tried some muktuk.
Muktuk. Three different kinds.
Incredible. I had no idea that it was going to taste like that. I was really, really impressed and pleasantly surprised.
It's almost like native bubblegum.
Good segue.
A little
good
more chewy. I like that segue.
Yeah.
And so once again, we're talking with Stephen from Bumyo and A Tribe Called Red. Ian is here. Thank you very much for being on the show, guys. We're going to play a Bumyo song called Bubblegum from Side B on the Bumyo album.
Hey.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. I really appreciate this.
And we hope to see you guys come out tonight, 7 o'clock over at Willowa. Yeah, get your tickets at etix.com.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you so much.
I used alcohol to grieve, to get through some of the things I was going through in life. My day one was May 22nd, 2007. I just wanted to be a better man for my family, for my kids, for my parents. I just wanted to be a better man. I'm Samuel Johnson, Journey to Recovery.
Find out how you can start your day one at AMBA.org. Baka
Jamai Goyani.
I'm Greg McVicker.
Hey, how you doing?
Better than you want to eat some food. Chili coming your way. Mike Snow, Now the Surf, Blackfire. And I was digging around in the library and found this one. Quote from Lee Nestor. This is the
Hey, 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 the max all in me, hey, hey, hey.